I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
As we know Him, you know, as we really grow to know Him, we become taken up in Him. And we are drawn to Him in the amazing grace in the gospel. As that becomes more evident to us in our own personal life, we won't be able to keep our mouth quiet. You know, we won't be able to, there'll be an overflow out of our life that happens. And we need to be aware of that. We, you know, be aware of it in the way that we then open our mouths. Because our job really is to respond to what God's doing in us and to allow that to impact other people. So as we're growing, then the, you know, it's a critical step. I wrote a little booklet called Latte Love, which also can be got, you know, found at Nav Press. But it's basically, you know, the idea of the book is just simple ways of having our faith overflow into our conversations and into our relationships with those that are right around us. I think that's one of the big barriers is we think of ministry being, you know, taking place in events only. You know, so when we fill up a stadium someplace, or we take a mission trip, or there's some big event, or we go serve someplace in our own city, all good things to be able to do. But the most natural places for the gospel to flow are in our everyday life with the people that God has already placed right around us, whether it's our next door neighbor, you know, taking the time to, you know, as we pull in the driveway, we see the next door neighbor out at the mailbox grabbing the mail. You know, I call that 20 yards the longest 20 yards in the kingdom, because for some reason we have a hard time just realizing that those 5 or 8 minutes, those kind of interactions are ones that can begin to prepare the soil in people's lives as they get to know us, you know, or the interaction we have with someone that serves us at our local coffee shop, you know, that we see almost every day. And to be able to open our mouths in ways that are just natural, to build friendships first, and then to be able to bring the meaning of Christ in our life in natural ways, you know, in our friendships. And I think somehow we part of what keeps us from sharing our faith is we've been trained only in very proclamational ways that seem to be event-driven and kind of like get in your face, which I'm not discounting that there's not appropriate times for, you know, that as God leads, but most of the time the advance of the gospel happens in everyday life through families and friends that are getting to know us, and God opens up opportunities as life happens.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.